o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way, bells on bobtail ring.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 2 of What the Heck Podcast, where I ask my parents your hard questions so you don't have to. This season is holiday slash Christmas slash Thanksgiving-ish themed, so let's get into the second episode. Mom, Dad.
Hello. Cheerio.
Hello, welcome, Mum.
Y'all.
Sorry. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Glad to be here.
No, we're just joking.
Okay.
We're serious. We're here. We're glad to be here.
Cheerio.
Okay, well, first of all, before we get into this... My dad has been watching this stupid show.
That's my media of the week.
It has to be Christmas.
It is.
It's not. You
it
have
is.
To think
it's through
okay.
all the seasons.
Anyways, I've been watching this show called The Crown, and they speak British in it because it's about the Queen. And now he thinks he can...
He thinks he's British.
He thinks he has a British accent.
I'm working on it.
It sounds horrible. So yeah, okay. Anyway, let's get into this question. So
I'm gonna try to answer today's question in a British accent.
You're not. You're not.
It shall be fun.
Dad. Y'all.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so it says, "Hey y'all, it is very stressful for me and my family during this time of year. My family doesn't get along, and it's hard seeing everyone else celebrate these times with their family and friends. Do y'all have any advice for me?"
Sounds familiar. Wow.
Let me try to get out of my British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to Southern slang. Well, holidays always seem to pose that problem for most families, I would think. Maybe not all families, but a lot of families have fractured relationships, and the holidays put you together where you're not used to being together, and sometimes those fractures seem to bubble up and fester, and so, what's the question? Do we have advice on...
Yeah, like, what would you tell this girl or guy who is, like, struggling because they're seeing everyone else be with their family, and I guess they don't have... I guess they're just spending it with their...
Well, my question is this her immediate family?
Her or his.
Or is this his extended family?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't really say that, but...
You don't know?
Mm-mm, I don't know.
You got to get more detailed on these questions.
Yeah.
So that would help. Because if the question is, you know, if it's your immediate family, that's a lot harder than it being your extended family, for sure. So I think we can go about it maybe both ways. Maybe answer it both ways. So if it's your immediate family, that complicates things. And does make the season very stressful, I would think.
It's two different answers, so we need to decide which way we're going to answer it.
Let's answer it not immediate family.
Extended family.
Extended.
Extended family.
Extended family.
Family.
So, if it's extended family, I mean, we kind of know about that.
Yeah.
And we struggle with that too, and I think that it would be safe to say that that's not uncommon that people have differences within their families, and it's hard to celebrate these times of year the way that we would like to celebrate them. So I think that I think just start with knowing that you're not alone. That a lot of people fake it really well. I mean, don't you think? A lot of people just kind of fake it through.
I've never seen someone fake that. I just think no one talks about it, I feel like. So So I guess hide it. People hide it. Because I know I don't talk about it. Why would I talk about that to other people? You know?
Yeah.
There's really nothing that the person can do that I see that they can do to fix it. One person's not going to be able to fix somebody else's problems. So it'd be more of a how to manage the situation for them. You know, but you can't put that into somebody's lap and say, you know, you're responsible for fixing the reason Aunt Cindy don't talk to Uncle Harry. You know, I mean, you can't fix that. Mm-hmm. So, in a sinful world, which was what we live in, you have sinful things that go on. And what's the devil? The devil's primary motive behind a lot of his actions is to separate and destroy, divide and conquer.
Cause division, yeah.
And that is a telltale sign that he is at work in a situation. And so when he starts dividing family members from one another, it fractures the family unit, which fractures, you know, what Christ sees as pure and
ideal
and wholesome and ideal. And so as Christians, we just have to, it's a part of life that we have to all be aware of, and unfortunately it, from time to time, have to live through it. And so the biggest thing that she can do is approach that situation. I would recommend, if as a Christian, meaning to not have judgment of your own against any person that is involved in that situation. Based on what you've heard, don't get into the middle of all of those things. Don't get into the middle of gossip, in the middle of this, in the middle of that. And you try to develop a relationship with those individual family members on a one-on-one level that is not influenced by other people's opinions. Because again, the devil's motive is to divide and conquer. And so if you can work against that and say, let me try to find a way to help unify this situation the best that they can. And you can use holidays as opportunities to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because those family members are together, and if they're all Christian, and this is where it gets under my skin sometimes, is that if you are a Christian and I am a Christian, then there's really nothing on this earth that can separate us from having some kind of relationship, because in the end, we have the most important thing in common, and that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And nothing that happens on this earth supersedes that.
Right.
And so if we are both Christian, there is no reason we can't find some kind of common ground. Even if we disagree fiercely on a subject or whatever it may be, it's impossible, I think, for two Christians not to have that, find that common ground, and at least to be able to tolerate one another, because Jesus, you know,
He tells us to,
and He died,
He commands
for both
that.
Of you. So,
well, He commands that in Scripture.
Yeah.
So it's a given that if you're a Christian, if you're a Christ follower, and they're a Christ follower, that you will be willing to come on both sides, to come to the table and to put your differences aside. Agree to disagree, which is fine. Agree to disagree and move on. Forgive each other for anything they've done wrong. We're called to forgive. It's just part of what we do. I forgave, therefore you forgive. That's what Christ says. I forgave you. Now you need to forgive others. It's not a if you want to. It's not if you feel like it. It's a command. And it's one of the telltale signs of a Christ follower is, do you forgive? are you able to forgive? But we don't know that this person's family, we don't know that they're Christians. So if you're not, then you're going to be dealing with a whole other set of problems. Just when you live in this world and you are of this world, you act like the world. And the world is a sinful place. And there's division in the world. And there's hate in the world. And there's arguing in the world. And just divisiveness and all of those bad things. And, you know, Satan really, really loves those things. And he loves them especially at the holiday season, during the holiday season, when it's time to get together and celebrate together and, you know, be together and love one another and, you know, gather around the Christmas tree and around the Thanksgiving table. And he really loves to divide at these times of the year. So for this person, all you can do, if you are saved, is to tolerate and to be kind and to be willing to forgive, to be willing to agree to disagree. And hopefully that other person is also, or that other family member is also, a Christ follower, and y'all can find a common ground. It's not easy. Family dynamics are not easy. Mm-mm. And figuring out how your family dynamics work is not always easy. But one of the things that says to others that you're a Christian, or that we are Christians, is the way that we treat people. It all comes down to the way that we love.
Yeah, and if you can't treat your family good, then people notice that. So if you say, I'm a Christian, and, you know, if you represent yourself as a Christian, but they see how you treat your family, then that's those two things don't reconcile with one another. And so your witness would be dimmed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, you know.
Also, I think when you go through bad things, it's always a good thing. When you see a bad thing, it's always good to search for a better thing. So
it's beautiful.
Dad, I don't know how to say it, but like, we just, like Mom said, like, we kind of relate to that, but this past, you know, Thanksgiving, we got to hang out with some pretty cool family members, and I got to spend time with my aunt and my uncle from
Savannah
that I never get to spend time with, and they're pretty cool, and I like them a lot, but I've never even noticed that because I was so worried and focused on the family that I didn't have. So, take
the family that you don't get to hang out with?
Yeah. The family that doesn't want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Well, families are extremely important, and it is a blessing to have a tight-knit, loving family. But in order to do that, it has to be people that are willing to forgive one another, because you're going to fail one another on some degree at times, just like we fail each other in this little circle right here. And you're going to be mad at me as your dad sometimes, and I'm going to be upset with you, and your mom, well, she's never mad at me, but I'm going to be mad at her sometimes. And so, but how do we, does that mean, oh, well, does that mean that we just not going to be a family
other?
Anymore? No,
right.
That means we got to work through that.
We live
that.
With each other.
And, you know, so, and that's, but that's just, that's part of it. Like, that's why we are called family, because we go through life together. And we struggle together, and we're angry sometimes, but we come together knowing that, well, we're family, you know.
And it's a shame when families miss out on each other. Family is such a precious gift.
Well, it spreads to other family members, so you usually have older family members disagreeing, and then that ends up trickling down into their children, which trickles down and trickles down and trickles down to where you have such a fractured family that they don't even know their family anymore. So that division that the devil ultimately is, that seed that he planted in that one person's life, has spread now to generations of people that are isolated. And so don't fall into that trap. Right. You know.
And if you're the one that the seed started with, if you know, you know, if you're the one, or if the seed is with, you know, your grandparent or parent or whatever, I mean, the best thing to do is to stop it there. Not to let it trickle, not to let it spread, but to be willing to talk about it, to go to that person and say, let's work this thing out so that our family is not fractured. Because a fractured family takes a long time to heal. Sometimes they never heal.
Yep.
And you lose years and years and years of precious time that God has granted, and so many memories that were supposed to be made that never get made. So many days that were supposed to be spent together laughing and quit singing. So many days that were supposed to be spent together laughing and being joyful.
Precious memories.
And making great memories. And you lose those. And those were meant for you. They were meant for you by God, but you allowed Satan to steal them. It's really sad.
Well, I think that sums it up.
Sounds good.
I think so.
So, now it's time for the Christmas Media of the Week.
Wait just a second. Let's end it with this. Let's say that just because your times with your family are not good now doesn't mean that they won't ever be. Ask the Lord to heal your family. Ask Him every day to heal your family and to heal the division within your family. And He wants good for you. And if you don't know Him, we'd love to tell you more about how you can. Or you can ask a trusted person, a pastor, someone in your church. And I know that they would love to tell you too. So just don't give up on having that family relationship that you're looking for, and joyful times ahead during the holiday season. And also remember, you can choose to be joyful in the midst of all of the negativity. You can choose joy, and you can choose happiness. So choose those things, and don't let others decide for you how you're going to feel during this season. And I think we can end it now.
Yes, you can choose joy.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Anyways.
Thank you, Your Highness.
After that 3-minute outro, it is time for the Christmas Media of the Week. I will go first. I actually wanted Mom's, but Mom said in the car today, no, that's mine. So I had to pick another one. So mine is
Lauren Daigle.
Lauren Daigle. I wrote it down. I got to find it real quick.
I know what it is.
Oh, what it?
Light of the World.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's her song, Light of the World. It's really, really good. And yeah, and I just love her voice. Her entire Christmas album is extremely good, but that's one of my favorites. Mom?
Mine is a Netflix original original movie. It's a Christmas movie, and it's called Jingle Jangle. And it actually is about a family that is divided and how they heal through all of the negativity. And all of the things that went on in life, and how their family became divided, and how their family was
brought back together.
It's a really good movie. It's way out there. It's really different. It's a lot of fun. A movie full of hope and magic.
It's kind of like a musical.
It's that definitely could be on Broadway.
Yeah. And Zay, if you're watching this, the little girl reminds me of you.
Oh, yeah. We think she dances like you.
Yeah, we think she dances like you, Zay, if you're listening. So, If you are, text me. Dad, you can't say the crown.
The crown.
Dad, you literally can't say that.
I just did.
You have to pick something else. But I'm serious. Look, you can't say that.
That's the most fresh thing on my mind.
Well,
and technically, they probably have episodes in the Christmas season on the crown. So there you go. Now,
Dad, it's Christmas thing.
That is kind of Christmassy.
Well, okay. Well, say another thing then. You get two things if you're gonna say that.
If you speak British, I'll say another one.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Say another thing.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Say another series.
That's a little bit.
That's better.
That's better.
Say another series or song.
How delightful.
I think you should say...
Oh, I was enjoying that.
Gingerbread Men. Check it out on Facebook.
Mom!
Facebook is media.
That's not a...
And by the way, I'm winning.
That's not a my media.
No, it's not.
That's on Facebook.
It doesn't matter. My roof was the best. And it was a work of art. And then I gave up on the rest. But if we had a roof contest, mine would win. Losers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dad, you gotta do the media.
I don't have one.
I talk British for you.
I just was wanting to hear you talk British.
Okay.
Cheerio, daughter. I love you.
Now you pray in British.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not do that. I love you.
Amen.
Daughter.
To our heavenly father.
Tush.
Okay. Whose turn is it to pray?
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we could spend together. We thank you for the person that asked this question, and we pray over their family that you would allow them to be unified, that you would allow forgiveness to take place, and that you would foster that, Lord, between the relationships that are fractured. And Father, through this Christmas season, and especially in the year of 2020, we would pray that you would, that the Holy Spirit would really begin to move into people's hearts and allow them to recognize the gifts that they have in their family, and that it's more important to move forward together than it is to remember hurt feelings or bad situations in the past, Father. But that we could all come together under the headship of Jesus Christ and serve him with all of our hearts, our souls, and our minds. And so we thank you for our family, and each and every one of them. And we pray your blessings over them throughout this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Good boy.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of What the Heck Podcast. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave 5 stars. If you are interested in looking for more information, make sure to check out my Instagram at kb.lake and the podcast Instagram at whattheheck.podcast. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. I hope you guys have a great day.